Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad that you decided to join us on this wonderful, blessed Monday. God is so awesome. I tell you what, we have a great guest that's going to be coming on with us shortly. I'm going to read a little bit of her bio, but before we do, as we always do, let's open up the show with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for everything that you have allowed our eyes to see and our ears to hear that was pleasing and within your and in your sight, Father God. And even those things that weren't of you, God, we just thank you that you continue to protect us and cover us as well. So God, we just thank you as we continue to let people come and listen to the show, have the fantastic guests that continue to come on as you continue to bless your people. And the things that these guests are doing, Father God, to continue to build your kingdom, God, we just thank you for allowing them to come and to share on our show. So, God, right now we ask you to bless Erin as she comes on. Let her bless the people. And, God, we just thank you that every need is met in whatever she is doing, Father God, that is about giving you glory, honor, and praise. And for that, we say thank you. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to read some of, I got this book from my production assistant. She had Erin's manager to send over the book, and I just fell in love with this little book. I have a niece that's 10, and she loved this book. So I'm going to read a little bit about Erin, and I may crucify her last name, but if I do, I hope she corrects me. So right now, I'm just going to say Erin is a full-time teacher, mother, coach, and a five-time cancer survivor whose life story is amazing in itself. She was convinced that being a wife and mother was not in her future, but she has experienced that God, with God, nothing is impossible. Her personal experience and just seeing negative life situations used for good in her life and for others while finding her own personal destiny inspired her to create this life-changing series that will help girls around the world fulfill their destiny as well. Erin's amazing story can be found on her website, and it's www.erinweedeman.com. And Bible Bells has just launched the first book of this original children's series titled The Adventures of Rooney Cruz. And I'm going to let Erin come on and just really just tell you about this wonderful, wonderful book, because I just believe it's going to help young girls and those that are going through, you know, just some of the issues. And the message that this book just has in it is just so powerful. So without further ado, Erin, are you on the line?
Yes, Katrina, thank you so much. That was such a wonderful, warm introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. We are so glad to have you. Now, look, I got the book, and I was just blown away. And, again, I gave it to my niece because I knew that she truly, truly would benefit from this. So kind of give our listening audience a little bit of background, you know, other than what I gave them about you, and just how the book was birthed.
Yeah, we started a company. It's called Bible Bells, and it's really just born out of a deep desire to help the next generation of girls. So much of the work I do as a teacher and as a coach and a mentor to these kids, I work with middle schoolers and high schoolers a lot, and we just got so so tired of seeing what girls are struggling with, that they're struggling with their identity, that they're struggling in their worth, not understanding what it means to be truly beautiful and to really know and be able to experience all that God has for them. And just watching them struggle is really what the series was born out of. So we created a series for girls, the 5-book series, and each of the books focuses on one female hero of the Bible that can show a girl today what God would have her know about real beauty, can introduce him to his love, and to help girls understand that God made you special and he has a special and significant purpose for your life. And the earlier that we can teach girls this, the better.
Wow. Now tell me how you came up with the victor's name. Is it Rooney or Roni? Did I say it correctly?
Oh, no, yeah, Rooney. Actually, Rooney is the name of our 2-year-old daughter. She is just sort of, I think, symbolic of, you know, the struggle of girls and what girls are facing out in today's world. You know, Rooney, our character in the series, is just your normal, everyday, you know, 9-year-old girl, and she's struggling. She's struggling at school and in her relationships and to sort of navigate all of the things that you have to navigate as a girl and where do I belong and what is true beauty and trying to find that. And girls just so desperately want to look and feel beautiful when they're young that they really just get sideswiped by all of these negative messages the world puts out about what they need to be in order to be beautiful. So really
exactly.
It's just, you know, a way for today's girls to latch on to a character, a meaningful character who is experiencing these stories of women in the Bible in a fun an interesting way, but in a way that is truly applicable to their life. You know, the Bible is the living, breathing word of God, and we need to get our kids in that book, and especially girls, so that they can understand who they are and what they're worth.
I love it. And I love now what made you decide to pick Hannah as your first superhero woman out of the 5 that you focus on?
You know, as I read, and I'm not a Bible scholar, I'm just a mom and a teacher and somebody who just cares very deeply about kids. So I was pretty intimidated, you know, when we got the idea for this series. I'm going, you know, are we including every woman of the Bible? And how do we even decide who to highlight and these stories of these women just to truly make an impact? But we landed on Hannah first because the focus of that story is all about prayer. Because before you can have a real relationship with the Lord, you have got to get out of your own way and out of your own head and open up your life to him and be honest with him about the way that you're feeling. And I learned that such a hard way growing up. I just never felt connected to the Lord. I did not walk in faith for many of the years of my life where I struggled through all of these things. And it was just a way for girls, you know, that first book to really truly understand, you know, the first step in a relationship with God is to get out of the way and to open up your life to him and be open and honest and communicate with him about how you're feeling, the way you feel inadequate, and just being really, really open about all of that information. Because as girls, what we want to do is hide all that down and stuff it down deep so that it seems like we have it all together when we don't. And we've got to teach our kids better.
Exactly. I love it. And I like because, like you said, that is the very root of where you have to start, because that is where you establish relationship with God.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it was hard. I never really believed growing up. I mean, I grew up in the church. I went to a Christian school and we went to church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school, but I just never really thought that much about, okay, there's a God up there. He made me. He loves me. It was just lost on me. And, you know, how different would our girls feel if they really truly knew and believed in their hearts that God is listening and he made them on purpose and he's there to hear everything they have to say and he's there to guide them through their life on this earth.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, it says that the characters in the book, they were brought to life by your animator, Rob Corley. Now, tell us a little bit about him, because he's got some very very strong background in that and affluent. I mean, it says that he's done Lion King and some other stuff. Talk about that.
Yeah, Rob is just an extremely gifted animator and illustrator. He, you know, we really focus on creating a series that was high quality for the Christian market, and just being able to reach kids on the same level that they're seeing, you know, the Disneys and Pixars of the world that are putting out all this beautiful, beautiful content. We just needed to create something that was on par and just as attractive and just as entertaining and just as creative. And Rob has really helped us create that. He worked on so many major projects for Disney, The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and Mulan, and all of these characters that have just, and their stories have just captured the hearts of our girls. So we just essentially wanted to take the same application, right? Like, girls love these princesses and they're so excited to play and imagine with those stories. Can we do the same thing with the women of the Bible and create a change in this world? So Rob has been instrumental in just being a part of our team and family over here, and we're so happy to have him aboard.
Wow, that is fantastic. Yeah, because like I said, when I got the book and I saw it, it just grabbed me. It just grabbed me and just pulled me in. And I was like, wow, the colors were so vivid. And it was just absolutely just beautiful. Have you noticed that when you came out with the series, are more young ladies getting interested in reading the Word of God?
I think it's what's so nice for me, too, is to just hear from people who have the book at home and how they're using it. I love getting emails about time and just moments that parents are having with their daughters where, you know, they're talking openly about prayer and finding out, you know, things about their relationships that their girls are struggling in at school, and just being able to come alongside your daughter and guide her through some of the experiences early on when life can be so confusing. You can be, you know, so fearful of what's going on in your world. And, you know, girl world, you know, the world of gossip and the world of, I'm just going to put it on for everybody and pretend everything's cool when it's not. It's a very broken, confusing time to be a girl, especially when you're young. So it's so nice to get emails and correspondence from people. And they just say, you know, thank you so much for allowing us to have this, the opportunity to talk with our daughters and to be a part of this struggle with them. When you know, so much of this is done, is struggled with below the surface. So we're really just trying to make this, you know, this issue come to light and give parents something that they can really rally around.
Exactly. Now, how did you come up with the Bible Bells? And that's the name of your is that your publishing company, or is that your the title of your writing company? How'd you come up with Bible Bells?
Yeah, we are our own company. My husband and I we decided to launch this as a brand, as a, not just a book. It's so much more than a book and a series. It's just something bigger. So we really wanted, you know, a name that really embodied what we're all about. And first and foremost, the word Bible. And so many people shy away from that word nowadays. And it's just, you know, it's a lot easier to just, you know, take that name right out of whatever title you want to put it in. But it's so important, I think, to create that connection for girls with God's word. So the word Bible is in there. And just obviously, like, for alliteration purposes, wanting the Bible, but also the word bell in Latin means, and it really just speaks to the need for a girl to know what it means to be truly beautiful. And it has everything to do with having a beautiful heart. Not what you look like, not what you feel like about your body on the outside. So really just choosing a word like Belle that means beauty and means beautiful, to just be that guiding force for girls to understand, you know what, the world's definition of beauty is not the correct one. And it's time,
yes,
for girls to learn that God's definition of beauty is the only one that matters, and to help them seek that definition out.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. One of the things that I definitely wanted you to share with our listeners tonight, and as I was reading, you know, read your bio, you know, earlier, you are a 5-time cancer survivor. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Share that with our listening audience, because we do record our show. We're live now, but we do record our show. So sometimes we get people that say they go back and listen to the shows and how much it was a blessing to them. What if there is somebody on here today that is listening and is battling some type of health issue? Share your testimony with them.
Yeah, I would love to. I was first diagnosed with cancer at 26 years old. I was a college athlete, and I was a really, really healthy kid growing up, never even broke a bone. And to be told at 26 that you have metastatic thyroid cancer that has, you know, into your lymph nodes and your neck and your head and your chest. And it was so scary for me, I think, right off the bat, because those parts of your body are so important, like your head and your neck and your chest. And just hearing the doctor talk about the amount of cancer that I have, and that we didn't catch it early, and that it was just so extensive, and I was so diseased. He kept using that word over and over. I was so diseased. And, you know, to have to go, you know, from feeling totally healthy to, okay, now I've got to have an immediate surgery. I mean, in the next week I had a huge surgery. And then, you know, subsequent recurrences where the cancer comes back and comes back again and it comes back again. And then just mysteriously it went away, you know, a couple of years ago. I know that God's looking out, and it was such a dark time, especially in those early first days. But, you know, after spending so many years ignoring God, and like I said, I grew up in church but never felt connected to God, and just went looking for my identity in so many terrible and dark places, he never gave up on me. And it wasn't until that first diagnosis, when I was so completely broken, that I just hit my knees. And for the first time in so many years, I mean years of ignoring God and just convincing myself I didn't think he existed, I prayed for the first time. And I really felt so comforted in a place where I was so broken. And I knew I wasn't alone. And that was really the moment where I just turned around and faced him after years of ignoring him. And my message to people who are struggling with that, gosh, it's such a terrible struggle, and especially early on when it's so fresh and you have to process it and you feel so alone. God is never separated from you, even in those moments when you feel so alone. So my advice is to seek him out, open his word, get in a group where you can be prayed over, and just let people come around you and allow yourself to know and feel and believe that God is in your midst. And that will create, at least it did for me, so much peace in just a frantic, fearful, desperate situation of just, you know, letting God into that moment when, I mean, everything in my body before that, I just was like, I can do this on my own, and I don't need anybody's help, and I'm just going to approach it like a job where I have to, you know, heal myself and I'll get better. And that's not what God wants for you. If you have to surrender to him and you have to let him in. And when you do that, the peace that comes with that is life-changing. At least it was for me. So that's my hope and prayer for people who need encouragement, is this is never too big for God to handle, but you've got to let him into your situation.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. And one of the things that, you know, as I was going back and I was reading, because I like to pick up, you know, sometimes the Lord will send me back to look at bios and pick up certain things out of it. And I hate I missed this part, but I love how your series, the acronym breaks out. You got Hannah, Esther, Abigail, Ruth, and Deborah, and that spells out heard. Wow. Did God give that to you, or when you picked those women to talk about, did it just fall like that? Because that is just so interesting. I love it.
And it's so funny that you say that too, because like that's when I knew it was God. That was definitely not me. Like I was you know, rearranging the letters of some of the women that I had picked for the series, but I just praying a lot for direction on who to choose. Like I said, I didn't feel, you know, that qualified. I was studying the women of the Bible for months and months, but just was looking for God to just give me a push and to tell me that these were the women. And I didn't realize until after I chose them, as I'm rearranging letters of their names, that it's spelled out H-E-A-R-D, which is heard. And it makes so much sense, because a theme running through our series and just a theme running through our conversations over here about girls and their identity is the noise. And the world's noise is so loud, and it's so distracting from the message that God would have girls hear. So that word heard really just represents a new kind of noise. And our slogan, I mean, if we want to call it a slogan, our motto over here at Bible Bells is a different kind of noise, because we've got to figure out a way not to quiet down the world. The world's going to be loud, and it's going to be in our girls' ear all day, every day with these messages. We have got to figure out a way to put God between the world and our girls so that they are pressed right up against him. They can hear his voice over all that noise. So being heard and understanding the way that God wants you to be heard in this life is just the heart and soul of what we're doing over here.
Wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, one of the things that I just am so encouraged about, you know, just reading your bio and the book and, you know, just what I can hear in your voice. You know, you say you're a teacher and you're a coach and you do all these things. How do you have time to balance all of this? Because there's got to be some balance in there. So talk about, you know, how you find that time to really get to where you need to be at peace and balance, you know, in your life.
It's been such a restructuring this year. It's been really challenging. You know, God called us 2 years ago to make this a full-fledged effort for Him. So we're a full-on ministry, and I've been trying to, you know, struggle through that, to be honest with you, with a full-time teaching job. And I feel God calling me into this new chapter of life where we really rally around these girls. So, gosh, this year has been really challenging, and I adore and love all of my students, and yeah, it's been really tough to just manage it, but, you know, it's nice to be able to do it with your friend, your best friend and life partner. My husband is so committed to this movement for so many different reasons, but, you know, he's a father now, and just watching him to be able to sort of grow inside this series and see his role, and then me being the mama and just having all of these, you know, the former experience of being one of these girls who just couldn't figure it out, you know, and trying to, so desperately wanting my daughter to know her creator and to know and you know, be inside a real and true relationship with God. It's been so challenging this year, but it's so exciting because we know that God is moving so strongly through what we're doing. It's just nice to be a part of it.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is just absolutely fantastic. Now, are you guys planning on having any more kids? You just have your daughter right now?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we have a little girl. She's 2, and we have a furry dog who is my son. He's 5. So I think, yeah, there may be more kids in the works. It definitely is so hard to picture it right now, but I would love to be mother to many more kids, but we'll just see what God has to say about all of that. I might as well pray through that situation like I pray through everything else.
Exactly. Now, if someone's listening and they want to get in touch with you, give us all of your contact information if they want you to come in and talk to, you know, their youth group or, you know, anything. Tell our listening audience how they can get in contact with you, Erin.
Absolutely. Straight through our website, actually. So that's www.biblebells.com. It's BIBLEBELLES.com. I've been traveling around locally and nationally to different churches and mosque groups and just women's ministries, just sharing our story. I would love to connect with anybody who wants to hear more about what we're doing. We're launching our second book, Esther, The Belle of Patience, on June 15th. So I could not be more excited about that. So a lot of exciting things happening over at Bible Bells. Would love to hear from any of your listeners. So definitely want them to reach out.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, again, guys, we will definitely be putting that additional information out. We definitely want to make sure that we get the Esther series out there and getting that promoted for you as well, Erin, so people can go out and just support you. And, again, we just are so thankful that you took the time out of your schedule. Now, you guys are out in California?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Okay. Okay. Great.
I'm from Orange. Orange County, California, born and bred. I've been in Orange County for a long time. I've spent a lot of my years there, but San Diego's a nice place to live too.
Wow. How's the weather out there? My brother lives in. He's out in between Napa Valley and San Francisco, so they're out in that area. So how's the weather out there?
Oh, nice. It's gorgeous. I almost don't want to tell you. It's like 65 and sunny and cool breeze. It's lovely.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, one of the things that I always ask, and we are probably coming up about 5 more minutes for the end of the show, I always ask my guests if they would close us out with a word of prayer. And I would be so honored if you would close us out tonight with a word of prayer.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just come before you with so much peace, God. And no matter the situation for anybody listening, we just praise you, God. And you are such a good God, and you are so great to just take the broken, ugly, nasty, gross parts of us and just make them whole again. So just first and foremost, thank you so much for loving us, God. Thank you so much for being there no matter our circumstances, no matter what we choose to do. You will never abandon us. You will never let us go. And I just pray a special blessing over every single person listening today, God, that you would just be with them, that your presence would just be made known to them wherever they're at in their life. People are out in the world and they're hurting, God, and they're searching desperately for something. And we know that you are the something and you are the answer to what people are searching for. So I just ask a special blessing and protection over everybody listening today. Thank you so much for the opportunity for me to be here to share Bible Bells. And I just ask for your blessing on everybody who's listening, all families that are represented on this call, God, and who are listening to this message, that you would come alongside them. You would fill them with your hope. You would fill them with your love. And we just thank you so much for the opportunity to be with everybody listening today. And we love you and praise you, God, for everything that you've done, for everything that you are doing, and for everything that you will do in the lives of the people listening and the lives for especially the girls and families with girls that are listening, God. I know there are amazing things coming because we place our trust in you. So thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ. We love him so much, God. And thank you for your sacrifice. And just we love you. And it's in Jesus' holy name we pray, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, I know you guys are blessed because I truly, I was blessed from the first moment that I opened that book. You guys have got to go out to her website, and it's Bible Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. You guys got to go out there and get those books for your daughters, your nieces. Some older women can benefit from this information because, like she said, there are people, and sometimes women, we carry things on us, from childhood all the way up to adulthood. So that book, I think it will help any woman. I'm not going to put any age on it. I think it's going to deliver and help any woman. So I just pray that you guys go out there and support Erin and support the mandate that God has placed on her life. And we just know, Erin, that God is going to continue to do great things for you and your family as you press forward and, be obedient to the things that he has called you to do.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on this show. It's been so wonderful sharing the story, and I just thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We definitely got to get you back on when you get your second series started, Esther. So you make sure you let us know when that's going to launch, and we will definitely get that information put out on the show and on our website on Facebook as well. So, guys, you make sure that you look for that information coming out in June, and we will definitely promote it and push it as well. So, guys, don't forget that on Friday we will not be on the air. We will be heading out to Carolina. One of our guests that we will be that was supposed to be on the show, she's going to be in concert, and so we have the wonderful opportunity to go live and be on at the concert with her. And her name is Plum, and she is a contemporary gospel artist, and she's going to be in Aiken, South Carolina, and she has asked us to come and be a part of her concert, and we're going to do a live interview down there. So we are really, really, really excited. So, again, guys, we love you. Erin, thank you. Tell your husband God bless. And we will definitely be talking and seeing the great things that God's going to do for you. And as we always close out the show, everybody, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Good night, Erin.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.